This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Greek counterpart Kyriakos Mitsotakis. During the call, both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen India-Greece strategic partnership and for regional peace and prosperity. They welcomed developments in bilateral relations across sectors such as trade, investment, technology, shipping, defense, security, connectivity, and people-to-people ties. Two leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mitsotakis conveyed support for the early conclusion of a mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement and for the success of the AI Impact Summit to be hosted by India in 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat today to participate in Samudra Se Samriddhi event. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 34,200 crore rupees in Bhavnagar. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Prime Minister will undertake an aerial survey of Dholera. The Prime Minister's office said in a statement that in a major boost to the maritime sector, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects related to the maritime sector worth over 7,870 crore rupees. India has called upon the world to strengthen and intensify efforts to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. It said the world is aware of nexus between terrorists and Pakistani state and military. Replying to a query on latest videos of terror outfits in Pakistan during media briefing in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said such incidents make it more glaring. He said every nation must fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in all its forms.
We all have to fight cross-border terrorism and terrorism in each and every document that comes out of a multilateral arena, whether it is BRICS or SCO or anywhere else. You see the kind of support that is there to fight international terrorism. And in fact, there is reference to fighting cross-border terrorism as well. So we call upon the world that we have to strengthen and intensify our efforts to deal with terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The Election Commission has delisted 474 registered unrecognized political parties for flouting norms. The decision was taken after they failed to fulfill the essential condition of contesting even a single election for 6 years continuously since 2019. In the first phase of the exercise, the Commission had delisted 334 registered unrecognized political parties last month. With this exercise, 808 registered unrecognized political parties have been delisted in the last 2 months. India has said that its election as a member of Interpol Asian Committee underscores the country's commitment for regional cooperation to address common challenges like drug trafficking, cybercrime, terrorism, and human trafficking. The election took place through a multi-stage voting process, marking an important milestone in India's engagement with international law enforcement cooperation, emphasized the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, the National Central Bureau, NCB, for Interpol in India, which serves as the national focal point for all Interpol-related matters and facilitating international cooperation among law enforcement agencies. India has been re-elected to the Council of Administration and the Postal Operations Council of the Universal Postal Union during the 28th UPU Congress held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Ministry of Communications in a statement said that India's re-election reflects the confidence of the international community in India's post's leadership, reforms and innovative digital initiatives. In cricket, India defeated Oman by 21 runs in their final Group A match of the Asia T20 Cup at the Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bat first. Batting first, India scored 188 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Sanju Samson scored 56 runs in the 45 ball, while Abhishek Sharma scored quick-fire 38 in 15 balls. For Oman, Shah Faisal, Jitain Ramanani and Amir Kaleem took 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.